welcome back. We've taken a seven month break, and we're back with our two guests, Dennis Guzman and Miriam Contreras, two fabulous NCIP students who are here to tell us a little bit about their experience now that they've been in the clinic for 7 months. So I just want to open with a general question. How has your experience been so far in the NCIP clinic?
So, hi, I'm Miriam, and I'll start. I can't believe it's been 7 months, first of all. That's quite a lot of time. It's been really great. I remember really wanting to have client interaction and wasn't sure if that was going to happen, but luckily I've had that since the 7 months we've last met. It's been really great. I've been having a really great time.
Tell me a little bit more about that. So you've had some client interaction. What have you done? Have you done a prison visit? Have you corresponded by mail? What's been your experience there?
Yeah, so it was a prison visit up at Mule Creek, which is like 3 hours north of here. And we got to visit our client. It was really interesting, not at all what I was expecting. I was thinking it was going to be more... like an intense situation. It was kind of just like how we are now in a room just talking with him. And he was really, really kind, really sweet person.
And was that your first time visiting a prison?
No, it wasn't. But it was definitely different than the other times I had gone. It was just much more low-key, and he was really, really sweet, really open to talking to us.
That's great. Dennis, how about you?
I've really enjoyed my time here. I feel like I've gotten to learn so much since we started. I thought coming into this, I had at least some idea of what could go into it. And I feel like the first few weeks kind of blew that out of the water, and that I don't know anything, which is a good thing. You know, I feel like I've learned a tremendous amount since we've been here, and it feels like it's constantly changing. I mean, I've gotten to do, some correspondence. I haven't gotten to do an in-person visit yet. I think they just closed Corcoran down for COVID again, but we're hoping to get to do an in-person visit with a client. A lot of writing, a lot of experience with kind of doing research and figuring things out and, you know, piecing puzzles together. Getting to read through a case has been really cool, and kind of building up, at least in my case, like an investigation of like how you're going to approach it. So it's been really great. I've loved my experience here.
Dennis, so you've had somewhat of a unique experience because you've gotten to work on a research project that we've been doing, more empirical research as opposed to legal research. What has your experience doing that type of work?
Yeah, it's different than I expected, I think. I really enjoyed the research project as well, and I feel like getting to dive into the material and getting to analyze it and seeing all of the statistical data associated with it it's been really interesting to... It kind of changed my mind on how I viewed things, especially since it is about eyewitness identification, and it changed the way that I framed that in my mind. I had like a preconceived notion of how things were run from a police officer perspective, coming from like a police family, and then seeing like how police departments actually dole out this information. It's been awesome to get that two different perspectives, and doing the research has been really interesting too. And it's actually kind of fun.
Great. I mean, that's part of the reason why you take the clinic, because it is a fun experience in addition to educational and life-changing in a lot of ways. So what would you say has been the most surprising thing? What is it that when you started the clinic and when we spoke 7 months ago that you didn't expect, that you can say now 7 months later, wow, that's just, I totally blew my mind. Didn't expect that. Is there anything that jumps out to you that's sort of unexpected?
I can start. I think for me, just seeing the concrete ways that people get falsely convicted was surprising. I knew it was something that happened, but I didn't realize how almost, I don't know, it was just surprising to see how that actually happened and how we kind of let that happen as a system. And so I was kind of surprised by that, but it's been really great to see how that process actually happens.
I think I actually come in with the same surprise too. I think our first classes on how wrongful convictions occur is probably one of the most eye-opening things, and I see why NCIP really starts with that, because you can see all of the ways that it happens, and then we go into depth on it. You know, like junk science. I mean, a lot of the junk science I didn't know was basically just, oh, here's a guy looking at a thing, and he says that he's an expert because he's done it before, kind of thing. You know, there's no science, there's no repeated, like, scientific method for testing this. It's passed down knowledge, but that alone isn't enough to take out those margins of error.
Right.
You know, like I didn't know that, like, the hair sample analysis, if it's not DNA, is just looking at strands of hair under a microscope and saying, oh, that's what that is. We can conclusively affirm that this person did this. That kind of stuff blew my mind when we were going through it. I was
right.
Like, that's
crazy. And I think as, like, a society, we have this idea that, you know, oh, like, police investigators kind of know what they're doing, like, scientifically, and that's what a lot of our shows are like. So you kind of just have that idea that they know what they're doing, and then seeing that that's not quite true is really eye-opening.
Absolutely. Yeah, I 100% agree. It feels like a little bit of, like, the rug getting pulled out from under you on like, these things that you expect, and then you just see it, oh my God, this doesn't make any sense. Why is this still allowed to happen?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, or like the prison snitch confessions.
Yeah, I think that's been crazy to see.
Right.
It's alarming how frequently that they allow this testimony in, and it's overwhelmingly been used to, you know, wrongfully convict people just that way people can get deals.
Right. So, yeah. And you can see why, when we learn about these causes, we try to fix them through legislation. So informants and junk science are both issues that we've dealt with and we're currently dealing with our legislative work. Have you all had any opportunity to do policy work? Any legislation or anything on that front?
No.
Not really.
Yeah, same. I know I wanted to, and I know we talked about that in the first episode, but it's funny when you get wrapped up in your own projects, the little things that you think, like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do this, I'm going to get to that. It's like, you have a year. Sometimes if you get in advanced, you have a little bit longer. But there's so much you can do while you're here. Getting to do any of these projects is just a great opportunity as it is. So I'd love to be able to work on policy stuff, but didn't happen this time.
Tell me a little bit about the camaraderie with the clinic students. Do you feel like you're like a solid cohort? You know, talk about the camaraderie, not with just the students, but even staff. How has that been, getting to know the other students and the staff at NCIP?
I think it's been great. I know it's difficult with COVID, but I think everyone has kind of really rallied together around that. It feels like a very interesting group because of COVID. But everyone has been super sweet, really helpful, and it's always nice to hear about what other people are working on. And with the attorneys, I feel the same way. I've been working with our new attorney, Sarah, and she's just been really fantastic, and I really enjoy having someone that I feel like understands some of the weird things that we're working with in the case, and it's nice to have her perspective and also her guidance in that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. We also have Sarah together, so we're both working with her, and so getting to have her and Kelly last semester, you know, having two great supervising attorneys, getting to work directly with Professor Starr for a while, getting to work with you, Todd, with the eyewitness ID. I feel like everyone that I've had a chance to work with or talk to, or, you know, had shared any kind of experience since I've been here at NCIP has been incredible. You know, I feel really fortunate to have gotten to do this. I mean, you, Michelle, I mean, Cynthia, everyone has been so helpful. Everyone's gone out of their ways, I'd say, time and time again, to help all of us out with any kind of questions we have. And yeah, as for the cohort, I'd say COVID, like you said, Miriam, it's definitely played a role in limiting, I think, how much time we've spent together. But when we are together, I think it's a great experience for all of us.
Yeah, I can't, you know, as we're hopefully coming out of COVID and people are coming back into the classrooms and everything's in person, you know, I am seeing more students in the clinic space, which is great. It has been difficult over these last few years in really creating connections with students because everything is over Zoom. And one of the great things about this clinic is the connections that you make. And so, you know, I'm hopeful for the future that COVID will eventually go away or at least get improve and, you know, we can kind of get back to what we do. But I think it's been a really, really great year. I've enjoyed my experience certainly working with students and you two have been fantastic. What advice would you give to any students who are looking to work at NCIP? Any advice or insight?
I can go first on this one. It's going to sound like a bit of a cliche, but really jump in with both feet. Really, like, take on whatever project it is and, you know, kind of dive into it, try to figure out all the things, you know, talk with your supervising attorney and learn the process. Because you really, it's hard to describe when you first start working on it. You almost look at, like, if you get, like, a case with, like, a lot of information in it, you kind of get a little bit overwhelmed. So I think taking it a step at a time and talking through it with your supervising attorney is a great way to get started.
Yeah, I definitely think that's important. And for me, I would say, you know, ask a lot of questions. These people that you work with, they know a lot. And so it's so nice to have someone who can help answer the questions that you have. And I think asking questions shows that you're willing to learn as well. And so I just think that's a really important way to go about the clinic because, you know, there's so much information and we were just law students. Like, we don't know exactly what we're doing. So it's nice to have the questions answered when you're looking for that.
Well, I mean, one of the things I enjoy as a supervising attorney and associate director here is just figuring things out with the students. Sometimes the supervising attorneys don't always have the answers. And so working together to find the answer is rewarding for me as an attorney in working with students. So, Dennis, I appreciate what you said about jumping in with both feet. I think that's definitely important. When I was a clinic student, I jumped in with both feet. I got a very sort of wide experience, wide array of tasks and visits and things to do. And I think that the more that you involve yourself, the more you take something and run with it, the better experience you'll have. So if I was going to impart some knowledge, it would be take advantage of the opportunities. You've both touched on this briefly, but can you tell me a little bit more about how NCIP has changed your perspective on the criminal legal system?
I mean, I think I came into it knowing that wrongful convictions happen. So it wasn't like I needed convincing in that aspect. But I think being in the clinic has really given me a chance to see the people that are actually affected by that. And that's that just has really humbled me and really has been the drive of why I want to do this work. Because, you know, if you're reading about it, you see all the statistics and all of that. But putting a face to it has been really helpful.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is that human connection that NCIP provides. I mean, we can talk about it till, you know, you're blue in the face and that this is happening and it's an injustice. It's happening everywhere. But still, they're just names and numbers on a page. But, you know, like we went to the anniversary event in December and we got a chance to actually interact and meet, you know, exonerated victims of our system. And getting a chance to see a person who went through hell, I mean, just sitting there waiting for someone to believe their story and then NCIP comes along and actually exonerates them and gets them out, is it's incredible. And I don't think you can have an experience like this in law school without having a clinic like NCIP. And so NCIP has changed how I view our system because I've seen who it's affected 100%.
Yeah, I think that's one of the very special things about this clinic is you get to see the results, whether it's a case you're working on or a case that someone has worked on in the past. You get to meet the clients, and I'm so happy you got to be a part of that 20th anniversary celebration, because that was really special. We hadn't been able to do an in-person event for quite some time, and that's typically something we do annually. So anytime we have a new class of students come in, we have them participate in our gala or whatever the events are. So I'm glad that you all got that experience this year. How do you think NCIP will help you in the future?
I think it's given me something to think about as far as where I want to work. It's been important. I came into NCIP in law school saying that I wanted to be a prosecutor. And I remember there was one day in particular, I was talking with Professor O'Connell, and we were talking about, how everything was going with the case, she knew I wanted to be a prosecutor, and she's like, it's great that you're getting this kind of experience, but there's some places that don't like having NCIP on their resume for being a prosecutor. And I said, well, that's not a place I'd want to work. I mean, NCIP is something I'm incredibly proud of, and it shapes the way that I view our criminal justice system. So for me, it frames the places that I'm going to want to work. They have to be compatible with those values. And I think it's stronger and definitely more salient at this end of NCIP than even when I started.
That's great. I'm coming from the opposite end of that. I came to law school wanting to be a public defender. But just hearing that was really, really nice and really inspiring to hear that, there are prosecutors who want to have like values that NCIP represents. But for me, I think just the whole overall experience has been really great. I've had some chances to work on different writings and things like that. And so I think that's just a very like transferable skill. But aside from that, I think it's just really reinforced my own personal beliefs of why I'm doing the work that I want to do.
Well, we've enjoyed having both of you in the clinic this year, and we still have a couple months left, so you're not leaving us just yet. But we appreciate your work and your time, and I hope that in the couple months that we have left, you can continue to do this great work and to continue to have a great experience, and just thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Of course. All right.